I'm in conversation with Stuart Clark, who is Senior Policy Advisor for the Canadian Food Grains Bank. Stuart, thank you for taking a couple minutes to talk with us, particularly out of your role as an instructor at the Canadian School of Peacebuilding. In the context of this interview, we're in the middle of the Occupy movement, which is seen by many people as citizen advocacy. What's the direction the course might take people who are interested in enrolling?
Well, I think with regard to the Occupy movement, it's a really classic example of where a society starts to wake up to something which has been obvious for quite a while. That is the extreme inequity in the way that we've organized our society over the past 2 or 3 decades. So these are people, young people, I think, who are very alert to their futures, looking at the world and saying there's something really wrong here. And this is what I would refer to as an outside strategy. It's a strategy where people put themselves right out in the public in a very obvious way with a very simple message, which, if it works well, generates a widespread resonance. The media was quick to jump on the fact that, well, the Occupy movement doesn't have a platform, they don't have specific asks, they maybe they're inchoate and don't really know what they want. Well, I think that that's certainly not true. They're pointing to the problem, but then the problem or the question becomes, how do we get from the problem to a better situation? And that's where the inside strategy begins to play. And both are absolutely essential. And the inside strategy is one where people sit down and really do the hard work of figuring out what direction of change from where we are now can take us away from the problem which the Occupy movement's identified. That's the kind of analytical work that we want to talk about in part of the course. We also, I think, want to recognize the importance and the way of organizing the outside strategy as well, as we've seen with the Occupy movement.
Can you say something about your co-instructor, Sophia Murphy, from British Columbia? What is her place in this larger conversation about food security?
Sophia and I began working together in the aftermath of the battle for Seattle, the big WTO ministerial in 1999. And I worked closely with her over the next 5 or 6 years in doing exactly the task which we've just spoken about, looking at what was the situation with the World Trade Organization and trade rules, and how could they be changed to address some of the grievances that had been raised in Seattle. Sophia herself is a graduate of the London School of Economics, is a political scientist, with a very sharp mind and a very engaging way of being able to talk to people from all sides. And so it was a pleasure working with her, and I think that we together, along with a relatively small group of people, were able to forcefully put forward a new idea at the WTO, which arguably, I think, has caused the stalemate of the present negotiations. That wasn't our intention. Our intention was to see them go in a good direction, and that's still the case. But if it requires stopping and backing up, then so be it. And I think that would be one of the kind of strategies we would talk about in the course.
Stuart, there's lots more we could talk about, but I am so delighted that you'll be joining the Canadian School of Peacebuilding with a couple decades of experience working at these issues. Any final thoughts on this whole notion of speaking out in citizen advocacy to prompt the curiosity of people who may be looking at this course?
Yeah, I think I would just say that core to the work that we want to do and to the central sort of issue that we're trying to deal with is the notion of the common good. And I think in many ways the Occupy movement too is speaking out about this. We've gone a long way down the road to an extreme individualism where really we're encouraged to make all the decisions of our life on the basis of what's good for us. And I think we've lost in that midst the whole notion of the common good. It's an extremely important idea theologically from a Christian point of view, but it has been a very important part of Canada's identity in the past, and I think it's the recovery of the common good through speaking out and being heard that we really want to give focus to in this course.
Thank you so much, Stuart, for taking some time in the middle of your week here to talk with us.
It's been a pleasure. I look forward to meeting the students and working with Sophia to prepare a really interesting learning experience.